Ciao. This is Virginia Frances Schwartz, and we're going to have a runabout right now about my novel, Four Kids in 5E and One Crazy Year. Check it deep. I actually was a teacher of grade 5 once, and also grade 4. However, when I became a writing teacher in an elementary school called the Magnet School of Writing and Publishing, teaching writing to students from kindergarten to grade 6, I was in seventh heaven. This was a very special place where I got to talk about writing, think about writing, and write all day with my students. And after that was done, revised and edited with them, and then published all the students' writings with their illustrations in book form for our very own annual book fair. Now, that was cooking curry. What would my characters from Four Kids and 5E and One Crazy Year have to say about writing all day long? Excuse me? You'd hear from Destiny first. She'd yell from way across the playground, "News, news, hear all about it. Mrs. Schwartz is teaching writing. Let's go." Max would be cool. He'd already be seated, his pencil traveling 50 miles per hour, not even listening to the rest of us, just going his own way. Willie would immediately smile. "Now, everything's cooking curry," he'd say. By the way, that was the title I wanted for this book, Everything Cookin' Curry, but my editor said kids would think I wrote a cookbook. And Giovanni, his eyes would grow so big he'd forget all about his spelling and come along for the fun since everyone else was showing up too. What kind of writing would we do? Gotta have an ode. Odes in fun are batty and bench. An ode is written in praise of something you love. Your soccer team, a skateboard, the new highlights in your hair. Here's Ode to a Potato. You live underground. You grow invisible. You sprout from tiny eyes on old potatoes. You must see in the dark, so you are healthy to eat. You love it when the rain falls on you. You are ready to eat. When fall comes, you don't mind us digging you up at all. You taste best mashed. Now you try one. Begin each line with the word you to the person or thing and end with a compliment. Or you can try what Max did and write an ode about yourself. Here's Ode to Maximo. He who hates celery. He who likes diner food when he can get it. He who gets to stay up late when the Mets play in the World Series. He who cheers for the underdog. He who never roasted marshmallows. He who wears faded blue jeans every day. He who disappears in a novel and forgets what time it is. He who remembers someone who never came back. He who wonders if he is remembered. He who tiptoes on the edge. "Shall I trust?" he asks. He is the one who dreams somewhere beneath his spiked hair. In this form of ode, you write in the third person, he who or she who. How do you start writing? Che cosa? I hear that question a lot. The answer is simple. Ease up. As Willie would say, keep a notebook close by, like in the pocket of your jeans or in your backpack. I'm talking about the mini, a memo pad 3 inches by 5 inches, nice and light. You can grab it fast when you need it. Things happen all around us. Like yesterday, I was in a park, and a woman was being walked by 2 gigantic poodles. They were prancing, their fur all fluffed up, red ribbons around their necks. They looked a lot fancier than their owner. They glided and danced and smiled. And I swear, those poodles wore red rubber slip-on shoes. Lines of a poem began to pump in my head. Red feet, fancy feet, skipping to the beat. What did I do? I whipped out my mini pad and wrote a poem on the spot. And today, in line at the supermarket, I suddenly remembered a funny story my brother told me. In the next second, I got out my notepad and wrote it down. Here's the neat thing about writing things down. When you feel something strong, remember something important, or just think about something. Such writing has energy. It's fresh. You have captured the moment. If you reread your words later, you will be as amazed as I am. Did I write that? I always wonder. You can't remember what you thought about or wrote about a week ago or even yesterday, but your notebook has the greatest memory. It's like a computer. It traps words like a spider's web. The other thing that works is to make a date with yourself to sit down and write. And for this, it's best to use a larger notebook that you keep just at home. I love early Saturday mornings. As soon as I get up, I reach for my notebook. Or when I came in from a walk and want to sit down and rest. Or at bedtime, just before I get really, really sleepy. I always show up when I say I will. I can't wait to get to my desk. So find a time that works for you. Making a date with yourself to write helps prepare you to come up with something to write about so your pencil is ready to move as soon as you sit down. I know that sounds mysterious, but try it. That's how it goes for me. Get the words down. That's a writer's job. Don't worry about where they're taking you. Words just love to run all over the page and hop out of your head into the world. If you want to play with them, they'll pop out like popcorn and keep on coming. Later on, you'll figure out if there's a story or a poem there. For now, just get your pencil ready and write. Adio, and walk good. For translations of all Italian and Jamaican terms used here, read the glossary at the back of Four Kids in 5E and One Crazy Year, and read the book to get the best writing tips I know.